from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ever hated their nickname.
Steiny, you love it.
Okay, what if I started calling Ace? Hey, what's up, fat boy?
You wouldn't be talking to me.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Sometimes it's disappointing when you find out the people at the station don't even listen to the show, Goo.
Wow. I'm struggling.
With what?
Being a heel. Like, just letting you get... You were talking so convincing, like, I'm like, how could I not know that you couldn't get your... Jesus, what an idiot. I need a drink now. That's an L for me. I'm struggling, Evan.
It's also me just being so childish.
Yeah, but anybody that had an IQ over 1 would know what this dude's just pulling my chain. When are you going to get a heart?
Speaking of 1... Uh-oh. Don't put that behind your name. Get
the
it?
The first. Yeah.
You get it? Anyway.
You got me thinking about the Niners, how selfish everybody is of the three.
Hold on. You know what? I'll go ahead and start there. I got it. You know what? I'm going to do it. Put in the cap.
Well, you got something in there now about Kyle.
10 minutes. There's a difference between a hot take and
gotcha.
Put in the cap. 10 minutes. Got a chance to get 2 tickets to Dallas Warriors November 2nd. The return of Klay Thompson coming up in 10 minutes. When you hear the Klay Thompson sounder,
man.
All right. Of all the scenarios. Okay, Trent Williams, Ayuk, Trent Williams, Trent Williams, Ayuk, Trent Williams. What do you think is going to happen? Ayuk comes in. Is it going to be a new deal? Is he going to get traded? Is he going to have to play on the 14? What about Trent? Da da da. I have a prediction about Trent Williams.
So you want this to go in the cap?
That nobody's heard.
All right.
But I think it's going to happen.
My man's been in the lab.
I have been in the lab. I've been doing some homework. Trent Williams, as we all know, but maybe not to the degree that we think we know, he hates training camp.
Mm.
He hates it. He hates training camp. Let me say it one more time.
Man.
He hates it. And so what I believe is going to happen is he's simply sitting out training camp There's not going to be a contract extension. There's not going to be a redo. He's going to come in and he's going to play when training camp is over. Simple as that. And he's willing to give up a few million.
Because he's getting fined.
Because he hates training camp. That's my new prediction.
Wow. So, again, this is just how my mind thinks. So next year, what's he going to use?
He's
going to
miss training camp if he's on the team.
So you think he'll play for the 22?
I do.
And this is all because?
He hates training camp.
So the Niners just have basically an Ayuk situation. It's not Ayuk / Trent Williams. Because with that thinking, you're telling me they already, you.
I think there's a scenario in which the 49ers may know that nothing's going on with Trent Williams.
So that's not an issue then. If I'm a Niner fan, I feel better about it.
It's just a prediction.
Because what you brought up last segment is you blame the Niners, and rightfully so. You blame Ayuk and you blame Trent. But now you got me wanting to erase Trent off the list because you think they got an agreement. He just don't want to be here.
I wouldn't say that. I said what I said.
Flory, what makes you feel that way? Or you got inside
because
info?
Because it hit me and was, he hates training camp. Right. That's the biggest issue. That might be bigger than money. He hates training camp.
Mm.
Let's see.
I got to believe he wants a new deal. Yeah. But you could, man, if that one comes on, we'll give you your sunshine. We'll give you victory lap.
It's been a victory. While, Stani. Just been giving it some thought. Ayuk, on the other hand, I can't call it. What's that?
Jerry Rice hurt me. Well, cost me a couple dollars, cocktails.
We'll see if you pay that bet.
Yeah, that take is Jerry Ice, if you know what
I mean. Man, that's a three. So what was he saying with it? You thought he had inside info, and yesterday or the day before was going to be the day that this thing was, we found out.
Careful how you say you, because I didn't buy it for a second.
But you were talking to Hegan. I was watching. You didn't even know I was watching you. You're like, why would the great, I'm paraphrasing, Jerry Rice jump into the fray? And we were like, he has to know. The Niners probably told him, hey, it's done.
And I said, guys, Jerry Rice doesn't know what's going on.
I don't remember that.
Jerry Rice is not in on the negotiations.
Well, not in. Like, that's if right. it was that's finalized,
right.
you know.
That's right. I put no stock into it. None.
This is crazy, man.
None. Zero.
You can't tell me he's not going to feel the effects of Brock Purdy. Brock is not even throwing to Pearsall, and we know he's not throwing to Ayuk. Just call me concerned. It's got to mean something, practice. I'm going to Allen Iverson, practice. Now, I know they wouldn't play. Pearsall should. He hadn't played in a preseason game. It's only been one. We know Ayuk probably wouldn't be playing this week, but Stani, I'm talking about Monday through Friday, pal. Just throwing passes from your quarterback. Running routes. So you're telling me the Super Bowl was the last? Oh, my gosh. Let's just get that off the mental Rolodex. That offensive performance by everybody in the Niner uniform. But that was the last time B.A.'s going to catch a pass from Brock?
He did it all last year. They've already built up that chemistry through 20 games last year. Right?
I think you're trolling me, but okay.
I don't know what it means. We'll be able to
watch it in tail.
I'll meet you halfway and say it's probably not good.
That.
But it may not be bad. It may just be what's happening. And they'll deal with it. That's kind of what I think.
And if you sent me out to Santa Clara, you know, we always do the role playing. And let's say the Niners and Ayuk work this thing out. Stani, my first question is going to be, why now? Why now? That's what I want to know, because by all reports, this thing is not, they're not even talking. So why now?
Well, Guru, one thing about negotiations is usually some kind of deadline makes it more urgent. So that's why it took so long. It's as simple as that.
So BA missing all the training camp and the OTAs is no concern?
Oh, I wouldn't
Niner fans shouldn't be concerned at all about the continuity of the offense or their lack of?
No, I wouldn't say that. I'm just telling you, the question was, why did it take so long? And if you know anything about have you ever negotiated anything?
Yeah, I'm under contract currently.
Yeah, sometimes it takes time. It takes time sometimes.
Well, are you disappointed?
No, I'm not. It's over. It's over, and I'm glad to have Brandon in here.
Well, you do understand I work for the people, and they want to know, why did it take so long?
Like I said, both sides had their position, and without a deadline, there just wasn't a lot of urgency.
Do you feel like you caved or Brandon caved?
Oh, no, I think we came together. We came together.
All right, Coach. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks.
Good luck on this season.
And welcome to journalism.
No doubt about it.
Yeah. Hey, Mike in Santa Clara. What's up, Mike? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys. Good to hear from you, as usual.
We didn't call you.
I just...
Stoddy being rude.
Yeah,
appreciate the call, baby. What you got, Mike? Damn.
Yeah, now I have a little bit of a grudge against being a jerk. So,
nah, I'm just messing with you.
I'm just kidding, man. I'm just kidding. I love you guys. I just worry about the Aiyuk contract in regards to just him not having the same amount of time of being ready and prepped. At this point, look, he's a great receiver. I'm not going to lie. You know, he balled out. But I just worry about, the amount of time that he's missed ever since, everything has been happening at this point. And that's the concerning part, because injuries happen. They always do. But when you're not in there, you're not getting warmed up at that point.
Yeah.
You've seen it plenty in the past. With other receivers that have done this, and not just receivers, but quarterbacks, running backs, tight ends, it doesn't matter. I'm just worried about his physical nature at that point of not being able to be ready at this point.
Yeah.
So that's all I wanted to say, guys.
Yeah, great call.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate it, Mike.
I don't want to go baseball, but I know Evan pointed out that this person I'm about to name notoriously has a slow start to the first half, but let's just keep it real. Blake Snell had an ERA over 10 in the first half, and Steiny, take over, buddy.
Yeah. Next question.
All righty, there it is.
Next question.
Now is your time. We're giving away a pair of tickets to Klay Thompson's return to the Chase Center on November 12th. Here's how it works. Caller number 11. Get it? 11.
Next question.
On the contest line, 415-523-4652. 415-523-4652. Caller number 11. You win a pair of tickets to Klay Thompson's first game back at Golden State. And you can also go grab tickets at Warriors.com. Caller 11. Right here, right now, caller 11 to the following number is going to that game.
Let's go.
415-523-4652. We'll tell you who the winner is on the other side. Caller 11. Not 888-957-9570. That'll probably disqualify you. We're using the contest line. 415-523-4652. There you have it.
Man, that's going to be huge, man.
That will be fun.
And emotional.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the fans, Clay. Maybe Kerr. Yeah, everybody, man. You talk about the we always did, but COVID hit, the Kevin Durant tribute or his return, and we're going to get Clay in November. Stoddy's going to be emotional, man. Just think about all they have accomplished, how trying this whole situation was, the dark days for him to come back, him to leave and come back arguably with a better team. I mean, we're going to see some tears, some water somewhere. I know we're here in the Bay. It's going to be wet. Was Bonte's friend wet? It's going to be wet, Stoddy. Man, think about it. You looking like you might get emotional.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
I want to say, have you ever cried?
Yeah, I told you. I've been through this before.
No, sports cry.
Yes. Yeah.
Honestly, I'm shocked. I don't remember.
When Carl Yastrzemski popped out to Craig Nettles in the one-game playoff in 76. Was it 77? No, 77.
Okay.
That was and they came back from being down 14 and a half games in August.
Wow. That's a joke job.
That's when I cried.
Yeah.
That puts me at 13 years old, though, Goo, not a grown man.
But still.
No. It's a big difference.
If you were 33, it's okay. Let it out.
Not at sports.
No, to me.
Once, I would say, let me see, 86. Once you're 21, you can't cry about a game.
Nah, that is just so false.
No, it's not.
As you get older, of course you know your time's winding down. You don't know how long you have, Stoddy. I think it's worse.
Well, all I'm saying is you can cry when you're over 21 at a sporting event, but oof, is it a bad look?
Well, if you do it alone.
So bad optics.
Yeah.
Bad, bad optics. You got to take sports for what they are. It's entertainment, Goo.
Let me give you
when's the last time you cried?
It's been a minute.
At a sporting event.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Yeah, it should be. You're 50 years old.
I'm about to tell you.
Please be when you were a kid.
No, Magic Johnson when he returned from HIV. I don't know. I couldn't control it.
I think that was 90.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. And we thought HIV was a death sentence then, Stoddy.
Yeah. You know, that's a tough one for me to
and he's still going.
Make fun of.
Yeah, strong. Wow. But yeah. Hey, I got a quick. Oh. I got a good or a gimmick.
Oh, cool.
Jim Harbaugh offering Colin Kaepernick an assistant coaching job when he wants to be an athlete. Why wouldn't Jim just let him try out for the QB? Good or gimmick? I love Jim because he loves Cap.
I think that's a gimmick. I do.
No, I think he could get a job in two. Like, that was real.
Well, I
think the gimmick part is, why didn't you offer him a tryout? That would have.
See, I think the gimmick is Harbaugh knew he was not taking a coaching job.
You think?
I do. I could be wrong on that.
Kaepernick, but his heart's in the right place, man.
Kaepernick may get into coaching. Who knows?
But he's talking about playing.
That's why I think it's a gimmick.
He's 36. Evan let us know Kirk Cousins is 36.
Oh, my God.
No, I understand.
So you're comparing the most cerebral quarterback in the history of our league to someone who is not known as much for being as cerebral.
No, I'm
as
just
a guy
saying,
like Cap, Kirk Cousins.
It's still got probably
can he
super
run?
Percent. Oh, like a gazelle, no, I'm sure.
When's the last time you saw him run?
He's a quarterback, so.
When did you see him run last?
No, he looks good.
You don't know that.
Well, I looked at him.
When?
He only ain't been eating alligators and Funyuns. He looks good.
That picture's from 2017
that
you're looking at.
That's a recent picture. They got him working out at some spots. Admit, the cameras would be there if he had a tryout.
The first day. Oh, for a tryout.
Yeah, good God.
Oh, a tryout.
Yeah. He would come on now.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's Nick Dominici. Harbaugh did enough for Cap.
That's a good point. It's a good point. I think how about this from the 650? We got Nick. Let's go out to Nick Hundley, 12-year Major League Baseball veteran. He played for the Giants in 2017 and 2018 and the A's in 2019. He also won the Willie Mack Award for the Giants in 2017. Nick, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
What's up, guys? Yeah, thanks for having me on. It's good to connect.
Absolutely. And Nick comes courtesy of the River Islands guest line. All guests appear on the River Island guest lines on 95.7 The Game. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Nick, when you were on the Giants and played the A's, and when you were on the A's and played the Giants, was there any different kind of feeling at all about those games as opposed to the rest of the games you played?
Definitely. And, I don't know how far you want to go back, but I was born in Corvallis, Oregon. And for us, the closest teams to root for were pretty much Bay Area if you didn't want to go up to Seattle. So, I grew up, a Walt Weiss, Carney Lansford, Ricky Henderson fan, a Will Clark and Kevin Mitchell fan. I love Jerry Rice and Joe Montana and those guys. So, I grew up a Bay Area sports fan, being from Oregon, so to be able to play on both sides and kind of come full circle, it was amazing. It was an incredible rivalry, and it's got a great history.
Hey, Nick, let me ask you this, because as my partner just said, you know what it's like to don an A's jersey, and, you know, I'm born and raised here in the Bay Area, grew up in the Coliseum, but when you found this story or everything that was going on with the A's and the possible move, but then when you get the finality of it all and that they are going to leave Oakland, can you just share with us some of your thoughts? Because I'm still bummed out for A's fans and the Bay Area that they are going to depart.
Me too. I'm right there with you. Like seeing the clean white jerseys with the Kelly greens and the playing in the Coliseum and knowing that Bo Jackson was, you know, run on that same field and they're going to play some football there. And you walk into the clubhouse and the Raiders locker rooms up the stairs, and you walk out on the field and knowing, it's going to be, however many people are going to be there, they're going to be wild. I feel bad for the city. I wish that it would have worked out better for everybody involved, and there could have been a resolution, because, you know, the Oakland A's is a marquee cornerstone franchise for Major League Baseball for all that they've done for the sport and the city. So I'm right there with you.
Nick Hundley joining us on 95.7 The Game. He played 12 years in the big leagues. He played for both the Giants and the A's. When you left the Giants in 18 and you played for the Oakland A's in 19, as a player, either on the field, off the field, travel, anything, what was the biggest difference between playing for the Giants and playing for the A's?
You know, we actually rented the same house. I didn't have to go across the Bay Bridge. That was a big one. Playing in San Fran, at Oracle now, at AT&T when I was there, the energy, the atmosphere, the environment, that's as unbelievable a place to play as there is. I think playing in San Fran in the National League and then playing in Fenway and in Boston are so similar, because the fans, the energy, the atmosphere around the park, you know, when you're walking in there as a home player and as a visiting player, you're going to bring it, because the fans there are like nowhere else. And then going across, We had a really good team in 19, and the A's did a really good job. 18, 19, 20 had a lot of really good players, Mark Simeon, you know, Matt Olson, those guys, and Chapman.
Yeah.
And knowing that the opposing team probably didn't want to come in to play at the Coliseum, knowing that the amenities aren't great, that it's not going to be a lot of people, you use that to your advantage. You know, I think you use both to your advantage. You use the energy at in San Fran, and you know how wild it's going to be. And then you know when you walk into the stadium, Oakland, and the other team's kind of not really sure they want to be there and play you, especially when you run out of a good team. You kind of use that to your advantage, too.
Hey, Nick, when it's all said and done and, you know, these two games are over with, if I were to ask you what is Bay Area baseball going to miss with this rivalry gone, how would you answer that?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, I'm not the best historian in the world, but I know the Mark McGuire's, the Canseco's, the Bonds's, the Kevin Mitchell's, the Walt Weiss's, the types of players that have played each other there, and even going into, you know, Zito and Mulder and Hudson and Buster and Craw and Bum and those guys and Lincecum. The Bay Area has been so blessed and been so fortunate to see superstar players play in a small area. I mean, you look across the Bay and some of the best players to ever play the game in a lot of different sports, which is crazy to say, in a lot of different sports, from, you know, from Steph Curry and those guys, that it is going to be sad that you can't look across the Bay and say, okay, we can go over there and we can play.
Mm.
And that organization is pumping out some of the best players to ever do it. And we are an organization that have pumped out some of the best players to ever do it. You miss that for sure.
Nick Hundley joining us on 95.7 The Game, 12-year Major League veteran, played for both the Giants and the A's. You're actually a perfect guy to ask this question to, because there have been a lot of questions about the Giants ballpark, Oracle Park. So as a player who played in both, you played in both leagues, so you've played in a ton of stadiums, but you also played a whole season in San Francisco. I know righties and lefties can be different, but how hard is it relative to hit a home run at Oracle Park as opposed to other parks?
Yeah, you know, I was, I'm not the best, actually, because I came up with the Padres when we played at Petco Park, and before they moved the fences in six different times, and it was, you had to hit it twice to get out of Petco.
Right.
So going to AT&T, yeah, it's a little colder, and, you know, the fog rolls in, and you know, you're not really sure what the ball's going to do because the wind swirls, but you see the ball really well there. You know that it's going to be a great environment to play. You know it's going to be a tight game because runs are at a premium. So you need to, you know that the fundamentals of the game, you're going to have to really do a good job catching the baseball, running the bases really well, playing good defense. So to hit there, you know that if you hit a home run, you drive in some runs, you know that counts, because you know you got a chance to win a game based on, if you walk up and hit a three-run homer, you're probably going to win. Right. So stepping in the box and knowing those things, that your at-bat really counts and every run's at a premium, it's a special place to play. And I would, like I said, I would put it up with any ballpark in the country.
Mm. Hey, Nick, thank you so much for joining us, man. Really appreciate it.
Hey, anytime, guys. It's always good to talk about the Bay Area and the sports. I love it.
All right, we still remember you down here, so thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, we'll talk to you later.
All right, that's Nick Hundley. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. We'll be right back. Talk a little bit about that. Nick Hundley.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
Thank you, Steph. Appreciate that.
Over the Tupac beat.
You know it. What are you thinking, buddy?
I don't want to lose my job. You know what I'm thinking. About drinking. Yeah, I'm playing.
Oh.
Evan's pre-birthday. Yeah. Pre-birthday.
Hey, Nick Hundley.
He was great, man. Yeah.
Nick Hundley's going to get me to do something that I don't like to do.
Oh, boy.
I was wrong. He said those games feel different.
Oh, man.
I was wrong.
And you're going to call me a sucker.
Put me in my place.
I like watching Cubs, White Sox.
No, you don't.
Angels, Dodgers.
By the way.
Natural.
One of the things I have to do as a host that you might not have to do as much of it at all is I got to try to keep up on a lot of different things. You see what the White Sox
are doing? Doing your job. Right, the reads.
You see what the White Sox are doing?
No. They're losing.
They are cutting their concession and ticket prices for next year.
Now, that's big.
Yeah.
Kind of not the way you want a discount, but, man, if you guys are out there looking lethargic and not winning, I get it.
What's their record now? They got 30?
They're on pace to lose 123 games.
No, that's too many.
I think the all-time record is 120.
Oh, they're going to burn the barn.
They got 29 right now.
29.
29 and 93. Good God.
It is interesting, though. Like, you remember, I think it was 2 years ago, after the Giants had, like, a 500 season, they raised prices. Wow. They raised concessions.
Not cool at all.
Someone like the White Sox are actually slashing.
We need to, more of that.
Concessions should be based on your record. But that.
Now, you know, it's about
prices
greed.
Need to drop at Chase, Joe.
Look at you.
Drop the prices at Chase.
I will say this about this, because I know it's not hitting you in the cardiac muscle, the A's, Giants.
Yeah.
But give me another inner city rivalry that's culminated in on a championship stage. And that's why the 1989 World Series, to me, the Giants have never played the Jets. The Clippers have never played the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. The Knicks have never played the Nets. Like, this happened. You know what I mean? The Phillies and Pirates, they used to battle in the same division, but never. You know, this is Oakland, San Francisco, and the Greater Bay Area. Come on, the Raiders, Niners. They never remotely came close to a Super Bowl. This was like it happened.
He might be right.
I know I'm right.
Well, let me think about it.
Think about it.
Let me think about it.
Special Ed. Stiney, man.
I think the closest is the Yankees and the Mets.
And I think that would
be. In 2000.
He would be right.
But they didn't play each other.
Yeah, in the World Series.
Well, so it happened. So it did happen.
I'm not saying it didn't.
Oh, I thought you were saying it's the only one, and I'd forgotten about the Mets and Yankees in 2000.
Sorry.
I did think it was.
It's a rarity. Yeah. That's, I think, the point he was trying
rarity.
To get
across. Yeah. Try to think some other ones. Well, there's probably been in-state ones, I would think. Maybe not.
Well, Royals and the Cardinals, I believe, played in the World
that's
Series.
That's a good one.
Yep.
That is a good one.
Yep.
That's a good one.
Yep. It's rare, like my steak.
You don't.
Oh, I love the red meat.
Well, then that's medium.
Well, it was rare.
Well, rare's really not cooked very much.
I like it.
Rare is more like, I don't know.
Damn near raw.
Running it through a warm room with a leash on it. Yeah. I mean, rare is not.
When I go to the nice steakhouses, that's how I get it, Stoney. Show me the red meat.
You know what? I haven't gone to a steakhouse in a while.
And we had Crawford hooked us up to go to a little.
That was a deli?
No, this was a, what do they call it when it's private?
Private?
Well, but you know what I mean.
Exclusive?
Exclusive. And you didn't want to go. Still sitting on the ticket.
Apparently, it just.
Take Evan for his birthday.
Apparently, most of the action there happens after 9 p.m. So that.
See, I'm going to eat. I'm not looking for action. That's the difference between me and you. I just want to go, you know, watch the game.
Well, they don't have TVs there.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, they do.
Oh. See, I just do stuff like that.
Get it wrong?
Yeah, on purpose.
On purpose.
Maybe.
No, I do. Serious news here. Well, I don't know if it's serious, but Evan Giddings received a text from our very own Carter Chickering, who is at 49ers practice right now. And I don't know if this is a tweet or a personal text, but it's newsworthy.
It is. Yeah, Carter Chickering is right now down at Barnett's training camp, and he just wanted to let the show know that this is the first day that we've seen Brandon Ayuk somewhat participating in drills. He was seen running agility drills in the corner of practice with Ricky Pearsall. And again, the first time we've really seen him do anything as far as physical activity in an open space. So that's somewhat noteworthy.
But at this rate, he'll be out in the field by January.
I want to get excited about that, but
you can't.
He can't be a bump on a pickle. You got to be proactive. So if you think you could get something done outside of running plays, you got to do some things. But it's just funny, Pearsall's unavailable too, Stoney. So I don't think we see him play this weekend. I'm looking forward to it. But where's this thing going with Brandon Ayuk? When will we know? Is it going to be a Bosa thing where right before the week of leading up to the Packers? And I know what he can say, Guru, that's three more weeks, four weeks. But, man.
Well, you're away next week.
Yeah, it's August 16th right now. Opening, they got a Monday night game against the J-E-T-S. September 6th, man. That's a big boy.
You know what, Evan? I think something will happen next week with Ayuk.
Okay, can I just real quick before I... Why?
No, I'm trying to be you. I'm just guessing. I have no knowledge.
Well, you could say it's close to go time if we're not past that juncture. How long can this thing go on?
Well, it can go on into the season.
Well, why would he be doing what he's doing with Ricky then? Just to stay in shape or sweats, Donnie? Full participant.
Just to, I don't know. I'm actually more encouraged that he was working out with Ricky Pearsall than working out. That means at least he's that tells me that he's not a problem around his teammates, believe it or not.
So. Unlike Trent. Yeah. But I got your theory. He just is not a big training camp guy.
Yeah.
Nothing to see here.
Uh-huh. Maybe not. We'll see. Here's something I was thinking about earlier today. It might take me a minute to explain it, though. I was thinking about... I'm different. I was thinking about scores. Scores of games.
All right.
Okay? And I was thinking about what are the scores of games in your life that were so memorable you remember the score of the game? For example, I'm going to throw one out there.
All right.
You tell me if you know. 55-10.
Niners over Denver in the Super Bowl.
That's correct.
Wow,
that's kind of what I mean.
Okay.
93-89.
Game 7 of the 2016 NBA Finals.
Yeah.
Now, I got to tell you, Stoney.
Kind of fun.
I feel like you're leading the witness, though, because if you said, Goo, what was the final? I think it would have been more difficult for me to come up, especially at 55-10.
Yeah.
I would have got it, but I felt safe taking a crack at it after you giving me the score.
Yeah. I didn't want to make it hard. It is. Some of these are really hard that I came up with, but we can have some fun with that.
That's pretty good.
At 888-957-9570. What are the games that have been so memorable you remember the score? I got a couple more here.
Go ahead. I love it.
4-3.
Dodgers over the... No, that was 2-1. 4-3.
Think local.
No, that's what I was doing. I thought it was a playoff game in the 107-win season. I believe that was 2-1. Dodgers-Giants. Flores with the strikeout.
4-3 was Giants beating the Royals in game 7.
Look at you, boy.
That was bummed. Right. I'm surprised Lubman didn't know that.
He didn't have a chance to jump on. He probably did.
So, I was just thinking about, and so, do you have any scores that you absolutely, positively remember?
19-12.
Oh, I thought you meant the year. Okay, hold on. Right. So, it's got to be Cowboys, right?
Let's see if you get a crack at it.
Well, that's the thing. That's part of the game is, like, I know you're a Cowboy fan. You know I'm a Celtics fan. So, maybe some of those would be those games where you might not know as much as I do, and I don't know as much as you do. What was the 1912 Cowboys win?
The semifinals, Niners over Dallas 2 years ago before they lost to Philly. and the game that Kittle caught the pass across the middle, and Dallas had a damn good defensive showing, but Dak just threw the game away. 19-12.
That's fine.
Yeah.
No, that's exactly what I'm going after. 888-957-9570. If you want to...
Damn, Stoney, I like this.
Yeah, I know. See? How much fun am I? Seriously. Pretty much fun.
It fluctuates.
Here's one that I remember.
Give it to me.
27-10. 27-10. It does have local ties.
That would be... Oh, boy.
27-10.
Raiders over the Eagles in the 1991 Super Bowl.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Rod Martin in that game. 3 interceptions.
Yeah.
Ron Jaworski. Harold Carmichael.
And your boy cried. Our guy.
Who?
Dickey. Vermeil.
After they lost?
No, I'm going to watch it. Believe me. I really love the...
The Eagles lost that game.
Yeah, and he cried.
Okay.
Yeah, no,
well,
they
lost.
Yeah, he cried all the time. But yeah, he didn't cry when we got disconnected. Give me a couple more.
Okay.
Now, baseball's hard.
Well, and Evan brought this up, too, which I thought was interesting, is he's got some scores that are kind of partial scores.
Now, what's going on?
And one has almost become iconic around here.
All right.
But, yeah, 28-3.
Oh, Super Bowl.
28-3.
Do you put that on Kyle's ledger? Because he was offensive coordinator calling the plays, and that goes under Dan Quinn. Go grab it from him, and you call your own play.
Yeah, I don't.
A lot of people do, Stoney. And if you think about it, what's happened in Kyle's career as head coach, it's kind of like, is there any merit to it?
I mean...
Think about what I just asked you, and he was the maestro of having to Matt Ryan drop back and throw and might get sacked and lose the ball. Like, just think about it.
Yeah, I just don't blame
him. It is funny how Dan Quinn just skates. Like, he was the head coach.
Evan, that's all I'm saying. Like, that falls on him, man. Go cuss Kyle out. Run the damn ball.
Okay, so...
Like, I don't know. I always remember, and it also has to do with the Falcons because I just think it's funny, 24-2.
Oh,
man.
It was a wild card game from, like, 2011, but it always stuck with me because how do you only score 2 points?
It's safety.
No, I know, but when have you ever seen a team just score a safety?
Yeah.
Wow. Who was that, Evan?
Infrequently.
The Falcons? I think it was against the Vikings.
Wow. All right, I got one for you
and
you and Evan. But this, I think, is easy.
Maybe.
28-27.
Well, I know what that one is because that was on my list.
Oh, okay. Well, how could it not be?
That was the catch.
That's the big boy to me.
That was Dwight Clark's catch.
The start of a dynasty. The birth.
Here's one that nobody's going to know. It's a partial score, but I'll never forget it.
All right.
35-8. 35-8.
Was that the Warriors' run against the Celtics in Game 4?
No, but it's...
Wow, what a even crack at it, though.
35-8 was the score at the end of the first quarter of a Chicago Bulls-Golden State Warriors game in 1997 when the Bulls had Jordan and Pippen and Rodman, and they came into the old arena... And
that's incredible.
Absolutely pummeled them. They were up 35-8.
That's 27, partner.
At the end of one quarter.
That's wow.
So that's what I always remember.
You're going to hate me?
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter. Do you know the final on that one? Like, or did they get it within 29?
Yeah,
you know,
it probably ended up like 30 or something.
Putting lipstick
like
on a pig. You can make it look different.
Bill is paying $5 for this score. I do know this one. 16-7.
16-7.
Yes. I think you should know this, Goo. Da 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 da.
Man.
That's the score. If I'm right, Bill, who's paying $5 for this, that was the score of the 69 Super Bowl when the Jets beat the Colts in what's considered the biggest upset in Super Bowl history.
Well, this
remember
is
when Joe Namath guaranteed it.
Yeah,
16-7. I think I'm right.
This is why I'm gonna pay homage to history, Loveman, Grandy, and Evan, because my cop out here is I wasn't around, and I feel young when I say that. Yeah. But they know stuff about when they weren't around, like they were around. So yeah. I should know that score. 16-7.
Yeah, that's a great one. And that's exactly what I was after. That's what I was after, Bill M. I appreciate that.
If that happened today, we would kill Johnny Unitas.
Man.
That's true.
Well, he wouldn't.
How can you be one of the greatest quarterbacks ever when you scored 7 points in the biggest game?
Man.
It's very much along the same lines of how can you be one of the greatest left tackles of all time when you stunk in the Super Bowl? The same kind of thing.
Well, the whole team stunk in the Super Bowl. Mm. Dude, I like this.
All right, here's one. 148 to 114. 148 to 114.
It was a holiday, and the Lakers beat the Celtics. The massacre, they called it. What was the Memorial Day Massacre?
Yes.
The Lakers beat the Celtics.
Almost. Celtics beat the Lakers.
Oh, look at me. Damn it.
It was game one.
1-4. That's an ass whooping.
Game one.
It's just one game.
They lost that series, the Celtics.
Yeah.
They won the first game by that many points.
That's an ass kicking.
Yeah, it was. Scott Wedman. Remember Scotty Wedman? Quietly one of the greatest shooters the game's ever seen. Scott Wedman.
I want to say old Atlanta Hawk.
You're thinking of Randy Whitman.
That's it with the bad hits.
They both sound like shooters.
Randy Whitman. Randy Whitman could shoot it, too.
All right, here I go.
He also held the clipboard upside down when he was trying to show his team a play.
This will test your...
Hold on.
I'm sorry.
He went 11 for 11 in that game. Scott Wedman.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did he get MVP?
It was just a game.
Oh.
It was only one game.
All right.
I'll bet Magic got
I got one for you, too.
Okay.
16-3. Has Bay Area ties.
16-3.
I'll never forget it.
Giants against the Braves the other night?
Well, I'll give you one. Let's just say Shannon Sharp was a part of this game.
Oh, well, then that's the AFC Championship, yeah, Raiders-Ravens.
Yeah, 2001. Remember Saragusa landed on Gannon? And he was pretty much done 16-3.
Oh,
yeah. Remember that?
Not really.
Oh, in Oakland. And Oakland was dominant that year. Rich Gannon.
Yeah, Sharp took one like 99 to the house.
Man.
Huh, I'm struggling to remember that one. What did I want to do?
You probably were at the tailgate.
Why would you say that?
No, because you tailgate a lot. You have friends that tailgate the Oakland games.
He was a maybe.
Everything's not direct. Yeah, I'm not trying to stick it to you every time.
All right, what about this one? 34-31. 34.
I like it already.
31.
A lot of Chargers losses.
Oh, boy. 34-31 would be Matthew Steinmetz. I'm going San Francisco Niners over the Seattle Seahawks Thanksgiving.
34-31 was the score of the Super Bowl when John Harbaugh beat Jim Harbaugh.
Damn,
the Ravens over the San Francisco 49ers in the Super Bowl.
Damn.
I got one more, but I got to do it on the fly because, oh, dang it. I got a couple more of it.
Okay. I got one that we all should get.
Thank you.
Here we go. 25-22. The show needs this. 25-22. Come on now.
25-22.
Warriors record at the half last year.
That's a three. That, my friends, is the score of last year's Super Bowl.
Oh.
25-22.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Oh, here's the one I wanted. Here's the one I wanted. This is a great one. This is a great one. You ready?
Yep.
Hold on. Oh, wait a minute. Never mind. My memory's shot. It's absolutely shot.
All right, I got one more.
Yeah.
13-6. Got local ties.
Is that when the Patriots beat the Eagles?
That's a hell of a guess.
Super Bowl?
No, it's the Immaculate Reception game where the Steelers beat the Raiders. I don't know why I remember that one.
All right. Let's go to Simmons in Berkeley. Hey, Simmons, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how are y'all?
Doing well.
Good deal. Hey, first off, shout out to 95.7 The Game. This is the best Bay Area radio show that there is, best station, and this is the best show on the best station. So thank you, guys. I laugh my tail off to y'all all the time.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Yeah. Wow.
So I got a double whammy for you.
Okay.
Earlier we were talking about games that made you cry.
Yeah.
I've got a game that made me cry and a game I remember the score to. And also shout out Debo Samuel, my Gamecock. I'm a South Carolina native. And in the year 2000, Carolina Clemson game in Death Valley. The final score was 16-14. I was 12 years old. I cried like a baby after Rod Gardner.
Wow.
The Clemson wide receiver pushed off for a field goal with 7 seconds left. You guys can look it up on YouTube, I'm sure, and agree with me that it was, in fact, a push-off. But, yeah, man, that's the 16-14 game that I remember that also brought tears to my eyes.
Wow, man, the things we appreciate it, the things we remember, Steiny.
It is interesting how a lot of the scores, I feel like the majority of them have been from games that bring you pain. You know, you remember the ones that hurt more than the ones that helped.
28-27, the Niners over Dallas. Your boy shed a tear. I got one for you, too.
Okay.
And the people, this is courtesy of Johnny the Gout Man, Steiny. 10-9. 10-9, Evan. 10-9, Steiny.
Kirby Puckett?
No baseball.
Or Joe Carter, sorry.
No baseball. NFL. 10-9. This is a great one. And it was a great game. I'll give it to you. Okay. Niners, Giants, Monday night, 10-9. You remember that? Excuse me. Niners lose to the Bears, 10-9.
Oh.
Monday night football.
Come on, Johnny.
No, that was me. I need glasses.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can have some fun with it throughout the remainder of the show. 888-957-9570. If you want to jump in, you can absolutely positively do that. And on the other side, man, I still have a lot of... I do want to bring up something that is Warriors-related. And I just got to let people know about this information. Not necessarily that we have to talk about it, but I do want to pass along some pertinent Warriors information.
Because my boy David Epp texts me, did the Warriors have a new trade proposal today? I'm like, I hadn't seen it.
No, but there's some news with the Warriors. Right. I'll pass that along on the other side. Also, if you want to jump in and tell us some of your iconic scores that you remember, you can do that. What's coming up on The Game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.